They had quite a dispute on that restaurant, didn't they?
They sure did.
Yeah.
And I don't know how it's going to be settled, but they're in there and they're working away at it.
What is it? Just more of a political issue or something?
I thought so.
Sounds like it.
I thought so. It sounds very much like it, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, this condition we have here in Brazil, you've been reading about.
Oh, yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes, I.
The Attorney General, I see in the Indianapolis News, said last night, he said, I guess our prosecutor wrote him and said he wanted an answer from him. And the way the news read, he as much as told him there wasn't any answer, that there's no reason this thing should be going on at all.
Mm-hmm.
Because the State Board of Accounts gave him a clear record. And it's just purely sore-headed politicians.
Mm-hmm. There are
well,
such things.
Well, Jane's husband's father is mayor of Brazil.
Yes.
And that boy has worked hard, and he's done more for Brazil than any mayor we have had since, I think, 1875. He is the only man, and Norville is the man that has put this town to moving. We'd still be sitting here if it wasn't for him. We'd still be here sitting here just a little dump.
There are some things moving in, aren't there?
Oh, yes, definitely. Our building, our estimated building value this month was $357,000 here in Brazil, which is very good.
Oh, yeah?
And a lot of times it'll go over $1 million a month. Like some of these big industries building plants helps out an awful lot. But this month, it was homes.
Well, you're on the move then, aren't you?
Oh, yes, we're on the move, definitely.
Mm-hmm. So. Well, that's good to know. Improves the economy, it means more youngsters can go to school, and it has an effect
on the
way
around. For instance, we're kind of getting away from this thing. For instance, Mr. Heath at Robson, Illinois, Heath Candy Company, you know.
Oh, yes.
Bob Heath has about 2.5 acres over here on Pinckley Street, and it's very pretty the way the land lays. It's valleys.
I see.
And he's building five new apartments over there, 8 units in each apartment.
Oh, yeah?
In each apartment there'll be 8 units. And they will rent from $150 on up to, I think, $200. But the layout of that's going to be beautiful. It's woodsy over there, and he's not cutting any of the trees.
Wow.
I mean, this is what he has to. And across the little ravines of the valleys is going to be bridges and walks.
That'll be very attractive.
It will mean about $28,000 tax year addition to the taxes in the city of Brazil.
That'll help.
He's another interesting person that you should meet. He's a very, very fine man.
I have my wife's niece's husband recently went to work for them.
Oh, is that?
Kind of a supervisory management position. I don't know just what.
Mm-hmm. Well, he probably knows about Heath.
I bet he does.
Yeah.
And he's very happy with the.
Yeah.
Of course, the Heath Bar.
Goodness,
that's only good company.
Yeah.
Candy, isn't it?
I was kidding this Bob Heath one night. He was here and talking about these apartments and the layout, you know, and all. And I knew he was coming, so I got some Heath bars. I asked him if he'd like to have a piece of candy, and he just laughed. Said, "That looks natural." I said, "Well, it happens to be my favorite candy bar," which it is. I love them myself.
Very, very good indeed. Mm-hmm. After you've had a few Heath bars, you need something to drink.
Yeah,
you know,
you do.
Don't you?
Yeah.
Now, tell me this. We strayed a little bit, but it's all good. If you do want to drink, you go in the kitchen and get yourself a